You're listening to KFSK in Petersburg. I'm Katie Anastas, and this is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service. Today is Wednesday, June 30th, 2021, and I'm joined online by meteorologist Cody Moore. Hi, Cody.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
We've, of course, been having some beautiful sunny weather this last week. Have we set any records either here in Petersburg or somewhere else in the area?
You know, surprisingly, Petersburg did not set any records. Their warmest temperature was on June 28th when Petersburg got up to 77 degrees. But during this week in 2019, we also had a warm spell that was just a little bit warmer. So we did not break any records in Petersburg. I know Ketchikan, Sitka, and Juneau, they all broke record highs. I know Juneau and Ketchikan, they reached their first 80-degree days of the year this year. This past week. But, you know, despite Petersburg not setting a record, you know, it was still a beautiful week and quite warm.
Definitely. And is this part of the heat wave that's been hitting the Pacific Northwest?
Actually, this is part of the same heat wave. Lucky for us, we have a strong marine influence, so the cold waters here really affect our weather. So instead of us being, you know, 115 degrees, you know, we were in the 70s and 80s. And I'm sure that everyone in Southeast Alaska was thankful for that.
I think so. There's also a flooding advisory at the Stikine River through Sunday afternoon. Can you tell me about what's causing that and what conditions are like there right now?
Yeah, there's a few things that have been causing the elevated water levels on the local rivers and streams. You know, this past winter, we had 175 to 200% of our normal snowpack. So we had a ton of snow this past winter. And then, at least at our Juneau observations, the first 6 months of this year, from January to June, have been the second wettest on record. So the increased snowpack in the mountains, plus the all the rain that we've gotten over the past 6 months, you know, that really allowed rivers and streams to rise a lot. So when we had this heat wave, you know, freezing levels rose to 16,000 feet. So all of that snow from the higher elevation started to melt and drain into the rivers. So that's why, you know, the Stikine River and the Taka River and many other streams have been, you know, elevated. We do have that flood advisory for the Stikine River in effect until 2 p.m. on Sunday. Looks like current levels for the Stikine River near the mouth of it are around 26.9 feet, which is right around minor flood stage, which is at 27 feet.
And if people are heading to that area this week and weekend, is there anything they should know in terms of where they can go or how they should approach sailing in the area?
Just be mindful of higher water levels. And also, since this is higher water due to a lot of snow melt, the water is going to be very cold. So we are expecting much nicer weather this week and, you know, highs in the 70s or low 70s and some sunny skies. You might be tempted to get in the water. Just be mindful that the hypothermia risk is elevated as well, just because the water temperatures are going to be a lot colder than normal.
What kind of weather can we expect heading into the holiday weekend and then early next week?
You know, fortunately for us, the holiday weekend is looking really nice. Friday, mostly cloudy in Petersburg, high of 69. But then it looks like we have mostly sunny skies for Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday with highs right around the 70-degree mark for Petersburg.
Meteorologist Cody Moore, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you so much.